At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being a Patreon supporter of this show. It means so much to us here at the show, really so much. As promised, here is part 2 of my bonus episode about information overload and what it does, and sometimes why it's done purposefully to get people off track, to get people to not notice really what they need to be noticing because they're so distracted and they're so busy just needing to take care of all the tasks or needing to worry about things that they may or may not actually need to worry about because they may or may not be really happening. That happens a lot within cult groups, and it's a way of keeping control over people. It's reminding me of all of these people who meet with me and say that they had these deadlines all the time about things that they needed to do within their cult group. They needed to get in all their paperwork or keep their statistics up or bring in a certain amount of new members each day or make videos to do free PR for the leadership, whatever it was constant. And it became its own distraction because while they were so busy accomplishing things, they didn't really think about who they're accomplishing these things for. And is this really helping the world in any significant way? Is this propelling their life forward in any way? Typically not. Typically the answer is no to both those questions. But you're so busy being busy and so busy being worried about not keeping up with the expectations placed on you, but especially when there's fear involved, when you are preparing because the end of the world is coming, or it's all on your shoulders to make sure that everything remains safe, or as many people get recruited into this as possible today or this week because you need to save their souls. There are a lot of symptoms of cognitive overload, and I want to be able to get into more of them today. One of the things that happens when you are cognitively overwhelmed is that you have difficulty concentrating. You're going to have trouble concentrating on simple things because your mind is going to be elsewhere on what you've been told are much more important things. And often the pressure that you've been put on is something that no one person can actually accomplish with success in the amount of time that you've been given. So it's like a recipe for failure, which you also, I think, to a great degree intuit and are worried about, and are worried about then not appearing like you care enough or being publicly shamed for not doing a good enough job. And so when you have trouble concentrating, you will find also that you don't feel really capable in this world, especially if you're having trouble concentrating on simple things which don't demand much knowledge. And so you might really feel suddenly ineffective or incapable in your life. Then also, you have a decreased ability to make decisions. So due to the overflow of information, more than a higher amount of cognitive strengths get spent, leaving the individual confused and overwhelmed, which results in diminished ability to make objective and good decisions. Another outcome of this is impaired memory. As the brain struggles to process and store information effectively due to overload, the brain tries to prioritize certain tasks, ignoring others, and it hinders the encoding and retrieval of already stored information. The results can be forgetfulness and difficulty in recalling items and challenges in retaining new information. Think about a test that you studied for. Think about all the things that you memorized. It could have been all the periodic tables. It could have been all the parts of the body. It could have been all the laws from the state of Maryland. And I just made that up. And it's too much for the brain to be able to retrieve for the test. And you put it in there, but where is it?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.